This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh and you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. Today on the show, we have Stephen Wong, Regional Director for Malaysia and Brunei for Western Union. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce.
Well, Western Union is 167 years old. Yep. It has survived the test of time so far in the business of cross-currency and cross-border money remittance. It started business here, operating business here in Malaysia since 2002. And today, it is over 550,000 locations over the world in over 200 countries. Stephen, talk to us about the evolution of the money remittances market.
All right. Actually, I'm very excited about the remittance industry, all right, as a whole, and especially globally. You can see the cross-border payments transactions is ever-growing every year. All right, in Malaysia in specific, today you can see, you know, from the Bank Negara's report, you can see it's also a growing trend. Last year, we did about outbound transactions. It's about 32 billion. Mm-hmm. Inbound transactions is about 11 billion.
Ringgit or US dollars?
In ringgit, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So there is a big chunk of this cross-border payments, which is, you know, which augurs well for the industry and for Malaysia as a whole.
As you mentioned, it is a big chunk. This market's a big chunk, and it looks like the disruptors are eyeing this pie as well.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we had GrabPay on our Breakfast Grill recently in October, and in that interview, I found out that they were actually looking to enter into the remittance market, and then news broke in November where they announced formally that they were going into this market. What are you doing to fend your turf?
Joyce, that is a very good question. Okay, let me address this in a more in a perspective that today Western Union, as you're aware that, you know, today we do remittance to 200 countries and territories around the world. All right, all these new disruptors that comes in, all these e-wallet players or fintech companies that comes in, all right, they would need to ride on an infrastructure. All right, so to us, you know, we look at it is. It's an opportunity, all right, an opportunity for us to collaborate with all these new fintech players where they can ride on our platform, okay? And we, you know, when we partner together, you know, any fintech companies could have access to 200 countries and territories in the world.
Okay, so you're saying that you're looking to partner off with these kind of fintech companies. Are you partnering any or are you in talks with any of them already?
We are open, yes. We are in talks with quite a number of e-wallet players in Malaysia.
Like right? Who?
I couldn't name them right now because of NDA. But, you know, I would say that, you know, Joyce, you know, it's exciting times ahead, all right? And Western Union is definitely at the forefront, you know, of this type of collaborations.
So why should these fintech players tie up with you? Because you say infrastructure, right? But like, for example, let's take GrabPay or even the Chinese e-wallets. They themselves, they have deep pockets and they have access to a lot of consumers as well through their own apps and through their own platforms. Why should they partner up with someone, a traditional player such as yourself?
All right. Another good question, Joyce. See, where we are coming from is Western Union, as you rightly put it at the beginning, we are 167 years old. All right. We have also been a disruptor in the market, all right, on our own. So to build that infrastructure overnight, all right, will cost a lot of resources and it's not only talking about monetary or just money, all right. You have to put in the time and so on. So I guess the win-win right now, the best solution forward is for the fintech players, you know, to partner with us, you know, which we can offer, you know, a fantastic platform, a fantastic infrastructure, you know. It's already built and it's just plug and play.
Is there a reason why, what's the advantage of partnering with you and not partnering, say, with a bank that also have infrastructure across countries?
Okay. So where we are coming from today, how we operate is, today, even the banks, let me give you an example in Malaysia. The banks, example is Maybank to you. All right, today, they are also our partner, our agent. Okay, so they write on our infrastructure, and today you can go into Maybank to you and you can send money through Western Union. So this is how it works, you know, it's like is like a plug and play, and where the Maybank couldn't reach a lot, the 200 countries and territories, that is where they write on our platform.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Western Union is going into the digital space. So as the end of 2017, online transfer was made available in 42 countries and Malaysia was added this year. So today, the group has a digital payment platform and mobile app service in 50 countries. Talk to us about your digital plans here.
All right. We have got big plans here in Malaysia. As you can see, mobile penetration itself today, we are talking about 98% in Malaysia. And we can see the new millennials, all right? Let me give you a very good example today. During my time, you know, I mean, my generations, you know, we are still very traditional, you know. We go to retail stores to shop. Whereas my children today, you know, they will shop online. They will shop via the mobile. So we are seeing there is a growing trend that, you know, consumers' preference have shifted. Trends have shifted and behavior have shifted. Mm-hmm. So, Joyce, you know, is an area where we would like to grow together with the market demand.
Well, but I noticed that a majority of Western Union's transactions are still very much walk-ins.
Okay.
It's still very much walk-ins, right?
Okay, let me explain to you in this way. Today, we are looking at digital as a complementary channel, all right, on top of what our iconic retail footprint. Today, we have got more than 500,000 locations globally, all right? So a very good example is today, someone that sends money from Malaysia to, let's say, for example, Indonesia, okay? Someone can just go online, do a digital transfer. And then the person in, let's say, in a remote area in Indonesia can pick up cash at a very remote area. So, you know, it's complementary. So if you look at it today, you know, from online to an offline, all right, and it could also be an offline to an online.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, because of the whole cash transaction, right, the cash element, there's also a lot of views that Western Union is quite open when it comes to scams. Yeah, you know, once the money is sent, sometimes it's basically gone for good, right? So, and it is a favorite tool when it comes to scammers. What safeguards have Western Union put in place when it comes to scams?
Okay. We at Western Union, we have got a very robust, you know, fraud monitoring system. All right, this is all at the background infrastructure at the back end, where we actually monitor every single transactions that actually goes through our system. So we are able to extrapolate in terms of the behaviors, the trends, and decipher, you know, many to one and one to many, all right, in terms of transactions. So, like, for example, today, we are also monitoring transactions where, you know, where a single party is receiving a lot of these funds from multiple sources all over the world. Then when we drill down further, we realize that, you know, this particular party, you know, is doing an online scam. So these are the things that, you know, when we look at data, we're able to basically, you know, decipher and then stop, you know, the customer at the onset.
So what is your fraud rate like?
Okay. I may not be able to disclose that rate, but I can say that, you know, it is at a very manageable level. All right. We are, you know, because of our process and also the governing framework that is surrounding fraud.
Manageable level means below industry average, at industry average, above industry average?
I would say that we are a very secure company in a sense.
Well, because I understand that industry standard is about 1.2%. So are you at that, below or above?
We are certainly at a very comfortable level.
Okay, right. I'm speaking to Stephen Wong, Regional Director for Malaysia and Brunei for Western Union. After this, we'll take a closer look at Western Union's business strategies moving forward. Stay tuned to The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. And my guest today is Stephen Wong, Regional Director for Malaysia and Brunei for Western Union. Stephen, earlier we spoke about the company's digital strategies in the midst of disruption. Now let's shift the conversation to the business strategies that the company has, as well as the risks moving forward. Western Union champions the idea that the free flow of money and people across borders ultimately benefits everyone. And while that is great, because it benefits everyone, so to speak, with the free flow of money, it could also benefit money launderers too. In fact, earlier this year, Western Union settled a New York money laundering probe for $60 million. Is Western Union doing enough to prevent money laundering from happening on its platform?
Good question, Joyce. Okay, let me begin with in terms of the strategy for us here in Malaysia, in particular. Mm-hmm. All right, there are two pillars that we're looking into. One is to continue to win at retail. When we say winning at retail, you can see that there's a latest collaboration that we have. We are partnering with Merchant Trade Asia in Malaysia, the largest local remittance player. So that adds to 2,800 locations in Malaysia. That put us in a position where we have the largest network locations here in the country. And on top of that, the next pillar that we're looking into is to scale digital. That's where Wu.com comes into play, that we have recently launched. And this is where, what we are trying to do is, win at both retail and also scale digital, so that it will be a complementary strategy going forward for Malaysia. Okay.
Okay.
So to answer your next question on money laundering,
yes,
all right?
Okay. How does that help when it comes to deterring money laundering on your platform?
All right. So today, money that flows through our system, all right, you can see that, as I mentioned earlier, there is a very robust monitoring process in place. Okay, so every transaction that flows through, we go through, first of all, let's backtrack from the end-to-end process. We have got a very stringent KYC process where, you have to do a face-to-face verification at our retail stores. And and from there, you need proper documentations, all right, before you can actually transact. So every customers of ours, is properly onboarded, all right, through a proper KYC process. And after that, every transaction sent is also being monitored for trends and behaviors. So this is how we ensure that money laundering is being managed at a very tight governance framework. Okay, just on top of that, just to give you an example today, the amount that is being sent today through Western Union is similar to the other players in the industry. All right, there is a maximum amount of 50,000 ringgit daily. All right, and that is part of Bank Negara's the rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So so amount itself is a small amount, and on top of that, we put in a robust KYC and AML process.
Okay, well, I understand from this, yeah, you have a robust KYC process in place, but the Western Union platform is definitely more cash-based. So does that make it more vulnerable to being used as a money laundering conduit compared to, say, a bank? Because in a bank, it's a personal relationship. The KYC, know your customer feature in place is stricter in a way, because from what I understand, KYC process in Western Union is about only for transfers above 3,000 ringgit. Is that correct?
Okay, to answer that, in Malaysia, all right, for Western Union in Malaysia, mm-hmm. For transactions from $1, from ringgit one, we do require a proper ID. All right, so that is what we have imposed, very strict, tighter standards.
Proper ID as in like passport?
Passports or my card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because of, so you need a proper IC from 1 ringgit, but the KYC process only actually kicks off after 3,000 ringgit transaction. Is that correct?
We collect, basically we cite, let's say for example, Malaysian who wants to send money, we basically cite the MyCard. On top of that, we also collect a copy of the MyCard. So we are quite stringent in terms of our KYC process.
But the 3,000 ringgit threshold, is that factual or not?
3,000 ringgit threshold is factored. That is Bank Negara's requirements. But we start at ringgit 1.
Okay, but then again, it's just that IC card, lah. That's all. Lah.
The face-to-face verification, we need to ensure that because the person, the frontline associates at the counter will basically ensure that, you know, the person that, you know, they are citing, all right, let's say, for example, it is Stephen Wong, and holding the My Card is Stephen Wong, all right? So that, you know, there is a face-to-face verification. And, you know, so in that sense, that, you know, you cannot be holding a different My Card and walk in with a, you know, with a different person, yeah.
Okay, but what other... So would you say that... Because there's news that like New York's Department of Financial Services alleged that from 2004 to 2012, Western Union failed to implement and maintain an effective anti-money laundering program. That's in New York. But closer to home, you're saying that you have this MyCard where they just verify the photo. Do you think that is enough? If it is, I mean, you're saying that the fraud ratio locally is... manageable. Is it trending up? Is it trending down?
Okay, just to answer, Joyce, just to answer that question more specific, we do have an enhanced due diligence process. Mm. All right. When we say enhanced due diligence process, we also look into the transactions.
Okay.
All right. And the purpose of payment, you know, what are the transactions amount? All right. So there are various factors. You know, if you go into the MSB Act itself, you know, we do follow those guidelines in terms of enhanced due diligence.
So, okay. Yeah.
So we are ultimately governed by Bank Negara in Malaysia under Sector 3.
Yes, I understand you're under the oversight of Bank Negara.
Correct, yes. Joyce.
So if I look under the Council of Europe, they've listed indicators where money remittance agents can identify for money laundering. And it's quite a long list, but some interesting ones is transactions in a series are structured just below the threshold for due diligence. You know, that's one. Also, some people use more than one outlet in the same day to break one transaction into smaller transactions so it doesn't get flagged. You know, these indicators seem quite easy to execute. So how does Western Union ensure that its licensed agents can differentiate between normal financial behavior and money laundering?
That is a very good question, Joyce. Let me give you a very good example how I would address that. Today, assuming that, you know, you walk in, all right, there's a 50,000 ringgit threshold. You walk into store number A, all right, you send, let's say, 25,000. You walk into store number B, you know, you send 25,000, all right? All this within the back end of our system, we are able to track, you know, even though you break down the transactions threshold or amount, we're able to track back end whether, you know, your transactions has exceeded amount daily, the daily allowable amount. And also, if there is a trend, there is what we call, you know, accumulation, all right, where, you know, if you consistently send that, you know, and our system is intelligent enough, all right, to be able to pick up, you know, if this is, you know, something related to money laundering or, you know, is related to a fraud, you know. So, back end, governance process is very robust, you know, it's not only by human, but, you know, machines are, you know.
Big data.
Yes.
Would you say your fraud rate is equivalent to that of a bank or lower or higher?
Good question, Joyce. These are all very tough questions. All right. I would say today, we are confident that, you know, Western Union, we do have a very robust process and also system that monitors every single transactions.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand where are you in the whole ecosystem of financial, you know, institutions and platforms? Where do you stand when it comes to fraud risk? Are you better or are you weaker than, say, a bank?
I would say, Joyce, today... banks do consult us in terms of monitoring transactions. Mm. All right, I wouldn't name the banks, but we do give consultations to banks on how to monitor transactions. And on top of that, last year we did fly in, our colleagues from the US. We also did a presentation to Bank Negara, and they were very impressed with Western Union. So we are a company. We operate, you know, in many countries. We meet the standards and requirements, AML standards, KYC standards globally. So we adopt the best practices from around the world, all right? And this is how we are able to survive 167 years old.
Mm. Well, Western Union transacts in 130 currencies. That's a lot. That's because you operate in over 200 countries. What are you doing to hedge yourself against currency risk?
Okay. In terms of currency risk, we have got a treasury team. All right, this is outside of Malaysia. We have a central team that does all this trading of currencies, and of course, being a central treasury team, you know, they would have their own framework which governs, you know, the trading policy. Yeah.
Mm. Well, revenues are primarily derived from consideration paid by customers to transfer money. How competitive are your rates compared to, say, the banks that also have scale?
Joyce, another good question. I will put it this way, Joyce. If you ask me today, how do I send money, for example, today, would I choose, okay, not, I wouldn't say a bank, all right? I will use WesternUnion.com, Wu.com, myself. All right.
That's because you're from Western Union. But how competitive are your rates? Are you comparable?
I would use it because it is very, very, I would say, affordable. Today, you can see, you know, our Wu.com transfer fees is at 99 cents. All right. If you go to, let's say, you know, you use TT, all right, that uses a SWIFT platform, majority of banks would charge an average of 15 to 25 ringgit, all right? But we, at Western Union today, you go to Wu.com, you know, we charge 99 cents for transfer fees.
Well, despite the potential and growing remittance market, Western Union Group, that's not Malaysia, the whole group, fell into the red for FY 2017, registering a net loss of over half a billion US dollars from a net income of 253 million US dollars a year earlier. What happened?
Joyce, okay. What I can do is, you know, let me give you a perspective here in Malaysia. I can only answer from a Malaysian perspective, mm-hmm. all right? I'm not in a position to answer the global, what you call that, the financials. But in Malaysia today, we continue to grow in Malaysia and we are continuing to become a market leader here in Malaysia. So revenue is healthy and we look forward to 2019.
From an operating standpoint, is trending up. Is that what you're saying here
yes,
in Malaysia?
That is correct, Joy.
Okay, I've been speaking to Stephen Wong, Regional Director for Malaysia and Brunei for Western Union. Stephen, thank you for being on The Breakfast Grill
today.
Thank
you, Joyce.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. I'm Joyce Goh for The Breakfast Grill on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile for unlimited experiences. Baru la bes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.